So you decided to follow me to my room, huh? Wise choice. Yeah, you could say I'm a little bit confident. But like I said before, you looked at me and you knew exactly what I was. We didn't have to say a word. You just wanted to know more, didn't you? You needed to find out just how far this merry little chase was going to take us. Well, I'll be honest, I don't exactly know. All I know is that right now you're wearing way too many clothes. So, oh, you don't like being given orders? Oh, sir doesn't like it when somebody tells him what to do. Yeah, I know better. Get naked. What do you mean? What am I doing? I think you can see quite plainly what I'm doing. I guess it's a good thing I chose to wear only the tiniest scrap of what can be considered panties today. So easy to push aside just like this. Yes, I am touching myself while you get naked for me. I know, it's so weird for you not having to order it, huh? When was the last time someone took care of you, sir? Not at your order, not at your command, just because she saw that you needed it. Sometimes you get so caught up taking care of everyone else's needs, everybody else's desires, that even though you really get off on it and you really enjoy it, you forget about your own. You forget that sometimes you want to be touched and cuddled and aroused and fucked. And that's the problem when you play with girls that always want to be on the bottom. Unless you're ordering them to. Not all of them stop to remember that you need that just as much as they do. So, why don't you be a good boy and bring that cock over here so we can get better acquainted? You're gorgeous, you know. I mean, I never met a cock I didn't like, so that helps. But I just thought someone should tell you. Your cock is perfect. And I really want it in my mouth. Isn't it nice just being touched without you having to command it or order it? Don't get me wrong, I'd love to make you beg for it, but I do know who I'm playing with. Then again. Maybe if I do this long enough, you will beg. Lay down on the bed. On your back. I promise I won't tie you up this time. I just wanted to get in a better position to really, really enjoy this gorgeous part of you. But it wasn't the only thing I wanted access to. I wanted to touch every inch of you, from your fingertips to your toes. I just want to run my nails over you, not to hurt you or leave marks, just to get that line of goose flesh up. I get those little tingles that makes your cock twitch. I want to press my fingers into your muscles, massage the skin, and feel the strength of you. That always makes me feel small and girlish. There's something about feeling the difference in a man's body that makes me feel more female. More in that I am woman, hear me roar headspace. I love a man's chest. Doesn't matter if he is a bodybuilder or if he has a dad bod or he is furry or shaved. If he's, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if there's man boobs. I love a man's chest. All I want to do is rub my cheek against it, especially if it's furry. Oh my goodness, yes. And rub my fingers through the hair. But I also love stroking the softness of a man who doesn't have a lot of chest hair or chooses to manscape. And I just love the way that feels under my fingertips. The way I can just barely feel the bump of your heart. I guess it's probably beating a little bit faster than that right now, though, isn't it? I want to kiss along your shoulders, nip my teeth into your neck, breathe in your ear. Just that way that it tickles a little bit, but it makes your cock hard at the same time. There isn't an inch of you that I don't want to touch and get to know. Because when you're here, you're mine. Outside of here, you can go be whomever else is. It's fine, I don't mind. But within these four walls, in this bed, you belong to me. Just as much as I belong to you. And that's why it's always so hard for me. Because I am torn between these two halves of myself. One that says, beg him to fuck you. Beg him to take you like a woman the way you need to be taken. And then there's that other part of me that says, fuck him. Fuck him the way you want. Because that cock is yours right now. And it belongs to you. And if you need to get off, fuck him. So I guess the only thing I need to know is, are you willing? Because I have this feeling either way you're about to get fucked. Or I am. Don't move. Don't you fucking move. Just because I am turned on does not mean you need to get up and do anything about it. Stay put. You are not daddy right now. You are not master right now. You are not sir. Lay the fuck back down. And just let me take this beautiful cock and hold my hand so it'll pull over while I climb up on top of your hips. And then I'm gonna put it right where I want it. Oh yeah. Oh my God. Oh God. Oh, that feels so good. Oh God, yeah. Oh God. Oh. 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 It's so hard to hang on to any semblance of being a dominant once you're inside me. Because at that point, I realize I am yours just as much, and how much I need that huge cock inside me. That wonderful cock. And just because I've had a few people worry about me absolutely needing big cocks, let me assure you, every cock feels like a fucking ginormous cock once it's inside you the first time, if you're doing it right. And I know you definitely do it right. Being on top of you gets you so deep. I want your hands on my hips. No, don't lead how I'm fucking you. Just feel me. Just feel me. Sliding over that cock, using my pussy muscles to massage it deep inside me. Oh. On top like this, I can't guarantee I'm not gonna get you soaking wet. I'm gonna squirt all over that cock, all over your balls, all over you. I can't help it. When I'm turned on this much, when it feels this good, I can't help it. I have to. Oh God, I'm sorry, it's so wet. I'm sorry, I can't stop. It's just... Oh God, yeah.
Oh God, yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, oh God. Oh, fuck my pussy. Fuck my pussy. Oh, I wanna fuck that dick so hard. Oh God, I want it so deep inside me. Yeah. Oh. 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 Oh, 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 God. Oh, God. Oh, God, I love fucking your cock. But I need you to be the dominant now. Because after I've squirted and cum like that, I need you to take over. Because I just shatter. All of my will just shatters when I come for you like that. And I want nothing more than to be your girl. Your submissive. Your baby girl. It's after I come that I feel myself, the core of me, the heart of me. And as switchy as I am sometimes, the heart of me. The heart of me wants to be used, taken. It makes me feel whole. So even when I am being mistress for somebody, immediately after that, I need to find someone who let me just be this, just be a toy, a doll, a plaything. This is what I need to feel balanced and whole again, to serve you. Should I call you master or sir or even my alpha wolf? This is why I need so goddamn many tops in my life. Because when I'm done being mistress, and I'm happy being a mistress, I am. This is what I need to get back to myself, to get back to balance and wholeness. I need to just be turned into three wholesies for fucking. I need to be objectified on that level of just non-existence except for sex. I'm sure it's not healthy, but it's who I am. It's what I was made for. And I know that now, whether I'm on the top or on the bottom, I was made for cock. I was made to be used by cock. It doesn't matter if that cock is on a man, a woman, a non-binary person. None of that matters to me. I just know that I was made for serving cock. So while I do tend to use the masculine more than anything else, when I talk about it, I do want to be perfectly clear. I love cock in any form. But right now it's about this cock and me, isn't it? Please just use me. Remind me what I was made for. Remind me what I was created for. And that is serving cock. I can taste myself on it. Oh yeah, play with my pussy. Play with my pussy while I suck your cock. Oh, make me squirrel over your fingers. Please. No, bring it back, bring it back. I want more, I want more, I want more. Stop, don't stop playing with my pussy, please. Gimme, gimme. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh. No, I'm fine, I'm fine. Ignore the tears, I like it. Oh, don't stop, please don't stop, please don't stop, please don't stop playing with my pussy, please, please, please. Oh. snowflakes anymore, Daddy. Oh, Daddy. Oh, you don't even have to move. I can't stop coming on your cock. Oh, God, Daddy. Oh, God. Oh, Daddy, it feels so good. It feels so good.
So I guess no matter how switchy I am, when you get right down to it, I'm at the very heart of me, just a very subby woman who loves to be petted and kissed and cuddled, told she's beautiful. Like any other girl. Maybe I'm not so different from everybody else after all. But even if I wasn't, I hope I at least gave you a very good chase.